Hello and welcome to your GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in the specification, food preservation methods. Now, this topic is absolutely crucial because it appears in both the written exam and your practical assessments. AQA examiners love testing your scientific understanding of why preservation works, not just what the methods are. So today we're going to break down the science, give you the exact terminology examiners want to see, and make sure you can confidently tackle any question on this topic. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the six main preservation methods, you'll know the critical temperatures and times for each one, and you'll be able to explain the scientific principles using that all-important acronym, FATTOM. Let's dive in. Right, let's start with the foundation. Food spoilage happens because of microorganisms, bacteria, yeasts, and molds. These need specific conditions to grow, and we remember these conditions using the acronym FATTOM. That's F for food, A for acid, T for temperature, T for time, O for oxygen, and M for moisture. Every single preservation method works by removing or altering at least one of these conditions. This is the key principle examiners want you to demonstrate. Don't just describe the method, always link it back to which FATTOM condition is being manipulated. Let's go through the six main methods. First up, freezing. This is where candidates often lose marks. Listen carefully. Freezing does not kill bacteria. I repeat, freezing does not kill bacteria. It makes them dormant. That's the word examiners want to see, dormant. The specific temperature you must cite is minus 18 degrees Celsius. At this temperature, microbial activity slows down dramatically and bacteria enter a dormant state. But here's the catch. When you defrost food, those bacteria wake up and start multiplying again. That's why you must never refreeze defrosted food. In your exam, if you write that freezing kills bacteria, you'll lose marks. Always use dormant or slows microbial activity. Next, heat treatment. This is where we do destroy microorganisms. There are two industrial methods you need to know precisely. Pasteurization. That's 72 degrees Celsius for 15 to 30 seconds. This kills harmful pathogens, but not all microorganisms, which is why pasteurized milk still needs refrigeration. Then there's UHT ultra-high temperature treatment. That's 135 degrees Celsius for just 1 to 2 seconds. This destroys all microorganisms and spores, giving UHT milk a shelf life of several months without refrigeration. Notice the difference. Pasteurization targets pathogens. UHT sterilizes completely. Examiners will test whether you know these specific temperatures and times, so memorize them. Third method, dehydration. This removes moisture, which is the M in FATTOM. Microorganisms need water to survive and reproduce. When we dry food, whether through sun drying, oven drying, or industrial dehydrators, we reduce the water activity to below 0.85. At this level, bacteria cannot multiply. Think of dried fruits, jerky, or dried herbs. The food becomes shelf-stable because there's simply not enough available water for microbial growth. In your exam, use the term water activity. That's more sophisticated than just saying removes water. Fourth, canning. This is a combination method. First, food is heated to destroy microorganisms. That's the heat treatment element. Then it's sealed in an airtight container, removing oxygen. Remember, many bacteria need oxygen to survive. These are called aerobic bacteria. By removing oxygen and creating a vacuum seal, we prevent both microbial growth and recontamination. Canned foods can last for years because we've eliminated multiple FATTOM conditions. We've destroyed existing microorganisms through heat, and we've removed oxygen to prevent new growth. Fifth, pickling. This manipulates the A in FATTOM acid. When we pickle food in vinegar or brine, we create an acidic environment with a pH below 4.6. Most bacteria cannot survive in such acidic conditions. They prefer a neutral to slightly acidic environment that's pH 4.6 to 7.5, which is called the danger zone for pH. By dropping below pH 4.6, we create a hostile environment where bacteria cannot multiply. Think of pickled onions, gherkins, or sauerkraut. Sixth and finally, chemical preservation. This includes salt and sugar. Both work through osmosis. They draw water out of microbial cells, causing them to dehydrate and die. Salt is particularly effective because it reduces water activity dramatically. Think of salted fish or cured meats. Sugar works similarly. That's why jam and honey are so stable. The high sugar concentration creates an environment where bacteria cannot access enough water to survive. Now, Let's talk about how to apply this knowledge in the exam. Common mistake number one, confusing use by and best before dates. Use by dates are about safety. They appear on high-risk foods like meat and dairy. Eating food after the use by date could make you ill. Best before dates are about quality. The food is still safe to eat, but the texture, flavor, or appearance might have deteriorated. Examiners test this distinction regularly. Common mistake number two, not using precise scientific terminology. Don't write freezing stops bacteria. Write freezing at minus 18 degrees Celsius causes bacteria to become dormant, slowing microbial activity. See the difference? You're showing you understand the mechanism, not just the outcome. Common mistake number three, forgetting to evaluate nutritional impact. Higher mark questions often ask you to discuss or evaluate a preservation method. You must mention that heat treatment destroys heat-sensitive vitamins, particularly vitamin C and B vitamins. Freezing, on the other hand, preserves nutrients well because the low temperature slows down enzymatic reactions that cause nutrient loss. Dehydration concentrates nutrients but can destroy some vitamins through oxidation. Top exam tip, for any discuss or evaluate question worth 6 marks or more, structure your answer in 3 parts. First, explain how the method works scientifically, link it to FATTOM. Second, evaluate the effectiveness. Does it preserve nutrients? How long does it extend shelf life? Third, consider practical implications. Is it suitable for home use or only industrial? Does it change the sensory properties like texture or flavor? This 3-part structure will get you into the top mark band every time. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What temperature must freezers operate at to keep food safe? The answer is minus 18 degrees Celsius. Question two. Does freezing kill bacteria? The answer is no, it makes them dormant. Question three. What are the time and temperature for pasteurization? The answer is 72 degrees Celsius for 15 to 30 seconds. Question four. What does the acronym FATTOM stand for? The answer is food, acid, temperature, time, oxygen, moisture. Question five. What pH level creates a hostile environment for most bacteria? The answer is below pH 4.6. Question six. Which vitamins are most affected by heat treatment? The answer is vitamin C and B vitamins. They're water soluble and heat sensitive. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. If not, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 6 main food preservation methods: freezing, heat treatment, dehydration, canning, pickling, and chemical preservation. Remember, every method works by manipulating at least one condition in FATTOM. Your key takeaways: always use precise terminology like dormant, not killed, for freezing. Memorize those critical temperatures: minus 18 for freezing, 72 degrees for pasteurization, 135 degrees for UHT. Link every preservation method back to the scientific principle, which FATTOM condition is being altered. And for high mark questions, evaluate the method's impact on nutrition and sensory properties, not just its effectiveness at preventing spoilage. This topic is worth significant marks in your exam, and it links to practical food safety in your coursework too. Master this, and you're well on your way to top grades. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. Remember, understanding the science behind preservation is what separates good answers from excellent ones. Keep practicing, and you'll smash that exam.